100. Other
Whoa.
people say, yes, it's true, but we're still closer to it than before. So there are influences. There is in the astrology community, there's a little bit kind of a debate. The masses say we're in the age of Aquarius, but like I said, this one guy that I follow, Blaise Maximus, big shout outs to him. He's so amazing. He was like, look, I'll break it down to y'all. I did an actual calculation. Age of Aquarius is like in 2004, 500. So it's not here. There might be some influences, but we're not in it too much yet.
Okay, well, I'm saying I'm claiming it because I'm an Aquarian, so I'm just gonna say we're in it, and until somebody corrects me. Now, you like to, I see that's why I don't like, because y'all be, I tend to have some, some friends who do this. You're one of these. Downplaying a little bit your stuff. Don't do that. Okay, don't
Oh
be
my
like,
God, she read me now.
no, I have to, because it's like, oh, I'm not that advanced, you know what I mean? Nah, you know your stuff, and be sure in that, because we've had some experiences, guys. I have seen this lady at work, and it's, yeah, so she definitely knows what she's talking about, and I would like to say to all of the people who were excited about the whatever the creative age of Aquarius is, just because it's not technically the calculated time yet doesn't mean you can't be creative. Just saying, like, it doesn't
Period.
want, yeah.
Period. I tell people, think of astrology like the weather. What's in the sky is that tomorrow it's going to be sunny, it's going to be cloudy, is it going to be raining? Is that going to stop you physically from hosting a barbecue? Not at all. Depending on the conditions, you might have a scorching hot barbecue and everyone's tired. You might have a beautiful sunny barbecue. It might be raining and you could have an indoor barbecue. So I tell people, I approach astrology from a like a psychological perspective. There's nature and there's nurture. There's what your environment cultivates, and then there's what you cultivate. There's been people talking about it's Mercury retrograde, it's about to be hell. I'm like, listen, half the times last year when Mercury was in retrograde, we had seven other planets in retrograde. So I'm like, if your life goes to shit, it's not because of Mercury, it's because of you. You know what I'm saying? So if people
Wow.
say like, oh, I don't have this, I can't be this, or I'm that, so I'm destined to be this, I'm like, you're a little bit cursing yourself, baby, because no one's stopping your free will. At
Yeah,
the
self-fulfilling prophecy right there.
end of
Okay. For us, we're a little bit, well, I'm not gonna speak for myself. You are way more versed in astrology than I am, but I know a little bit as well, because thanks to you and thanks to some people around me. So, let's get into some of these signs and some of these different verbiage and terminology that, maybe the listeners don't know about. So for you, your sun sign
Yes.
is Virgo.
Yes.
My sun sign is Aquarius. So guys, sun sign is the sign that when people ask you what sign you are, that's the answer you give. That's the thing that mainstream, mostly everybody knows, right?
Yes.
Okay. So let's get into it. The following usually is your ascendant, or quote unquote rising. That's it, which could be a different sign, depending on your birth chart. It varies by person. What is the ascendant?
The ascendant is going to be, so the zodiac wheel is like a wheel. The ascendant is the one that's in the first house, that rules the first house. It's the sign that's at the top. That, the sun sign, like we said, that varies by month. So it's pretty easy to tell. If I tell you my birthday was this in September, I'm a Virgo. The ascendant or rising sign, that changes every 2 hours. That's when we kind of get into specifics of having birth time needing to be exact. That's one of the reasons why. And then, example, the moon sign, the moon changes sign about every 2.5 days. But the rising sign, that's one of the same things that, like, if two people are born at the same day, a minute difference, they could have the same sun sign, same moon sign, two different rising signs.
Oh boy, yes. Okay. So, and what does the ascendant rising say about you? So, for
So,
example, my ascendant is in Libra. I won't tell you all my birth chart, but I like the fact that my rising is Libra. So.
oh, I like that too. I call y'all God's favorite. So basically how I could say it maybe in simple terms is the rising sign is probably the energy or essence you give off at first appearance. Your sun is kind of like your ego, your drive, your impulses. You're kind of like a little bit where you might anchor part of your identity. The rising sign is the energy you kind of give off. So I tell people, depending on your sign, if people guess your sign, they might be guessing either a sign you have prominently in your chart or your rising sign, because they're basing that off of experiences. Now, I'll give you an example. My sun and my rising are both earth signs. So I pretty much give very earth sign energy, but my rising sign, that's so confusing to me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, they're both an earth sign. So I give a lot of earth sign energy, but my rising sign is probably what you'd see more first before guessing I'm a Virgo, even though.
Right. Exactly. Cause it's what you kind of portray. I get it.
Yeah, so you see on the outside, how a little bit the energy comes out in simple ways.
For sure, for sure. And then we have our moons, which I interpret as basically how you kind of feel, how your emotions are.
Yeah, you can go into like emotions, intuition, subconscious. That's, you know, like I said, you know, example, somebody who is, I would say somebody who's an Aries rising with a Scorpio moon. Mm-hmm. I would say that could be somebody who people might think is very, you know, expressive and out and, you know, open with their emotions. But I would say actually they're not as expressive as their emotions as they give off. They might appear a lot more cheerful, or they might act out emotionally as a way to hide from the deepness that they really feel. So if people might say like, ooh, you're an Aries rising, like you act childish, da-da-da-da-da, I would say, actually, that person's looking at y'all with the side eye like, no, that's not me. I actually go through a lot more than I tell y'all.
Interesting. So what if somebody has a Pisces moon?
Mm-hmm.
Those that's normally a little bit more emotional, I would say.
I say it like this. Who isn't emotional? I kind of view it when people kind of say like, ooh, these signs are more spiritual than others. These signs are more impulsive, more vengeful, more emotional. I tell people, well, who doesn't feel anger? Who doesn't feel vengeful? It's more how do these normal human behaviors express themselves? I find Pisceans, you know, whether it's moon, Venus, sun rising, they're very comfortable in their emotions. They don't, if I compare, let's say somebody I was very close with was Pisces and I'm Virgo, this person was very comfortable in expressing their emotions freely. Yeah. They didn't view themselves as being emotional. They just view that as kind of like a healthy channeling. If they loved you, they would smother you in love. If they were angry, they would take their stances back. Me as a Virgo, any given day you look at me, I could be going through an emotional crisis, or I could have just won the lottery. You'll never know. You know what I'm saying? it doesn't help the fact that I feel these emotions. I feel them just like anybody else. It's just like, how do you express these emotions? I find Pisces is comfortable with feeling how they feel, but they also like others to feel how they feel. So if a Pisces person is very happy, they're going to want to make you feel happy. If they're in love, they're going to want to make you feel their love.
I mean, I could definitely agree with that. Like, it's so funny because, like, you know, as an Aquarian, you get these weird stereotypes attached to you. Like, you know, man, y'all are rude, cold hearted, whatever, you know, I am not, I'm just straight up. And I've realized that at first I never agreed with this, because I was like, yo, I am like the nicest person most people know. But then I started realizing it more in myself, where I'm kind of like, I'm just really blunt, you know, and when it comes out, it's not like I don't see it as sounding any type of way, but I have heard now how it could sound some type of way. So, you know, it's funny how the signs kind of like affect your being, sometimes even without your consciousness. In terms of the Pisces, I'm gonna have to look at my brother's chart a little bit, because he's a Pisces and he's kind of emotional, but he's not comfortable talking about him. So maybe some else deeper.
You want to know something interesting about that, actually? I'm going to bring this up. There's this book that I've been studying. It's called Black Sun Signs, The African-American Guide to the Zodiac. I love this book for two reasons specifically. Mm. For one reason is that the cultural aspect of how, like, first of all, just astrology in general is thousands of years old, but there's about 131 different systems. I go by tropical, other mainstream ones is like sidereal. One thing that people have to take in consideration is how culturally we express this through these signs. And in this book, it was saying how, well, if you describe a Capricorn, you know, hardworking, doesn't express their emotions too much, you know, is money driven, They're like, well, you describe that, you're pretty much describing any black man in America. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? They're like, you're not really speaking to how a black man is. Right. If you talk about cancer being super duper emotional, well, I mean, if a black man is a cancer rising, you might look at him, well, I've never seen this man cry. It's like, that's the one reason why I've focused my spiritual studies very specifically from an Afro perspective, because
experience matters.
Exactly. That's how it is. And it's just like, people be describing, you know, all these signs as like this, this, and that. And I look at me and my family and I'm like, well, me and my family are all these different signs, but from the outside, we all look the same because we're African Americans living in America.
Right. Right. Okay. All right. That makes a lot of sense. And it's important. It's important. It's an, I can speak. I've done this before. It's important to keep in mind, guys, when we're thinking about the overall descriptions. Now, the next planet I want to get into is Mercury. I'm fascinated by Mercury because it's interesting to me that what they describe it as. I'll let you describe it, but my Mercury is an Aquarius, which is, you know, interesting as well. I mean, talk about Mercury for the people, please.
Yes. Mercury is the planet of writing and communication. It can also be transportation at times. I tell people this is kind of like your communication and writing style. So if you tell me your Mercury is in Aquarius, I say that probably as a child, you were challenging the status quo often, not necessarily because you were a rebellious child, but because you were trying to get to the point. And Aquarian energy questions people not to, because here's the tea on Aquarius. Aquarius is a Saturn ruled sign. Saturn is tradition. Aquarius is almost the same thing as a conservative. When Aquarius when Aquarius rebels, it's not rebelling to rebel, it's rebelling to bring us back. So I tell people Aquarians tend to challenge the status quo because they're trying to challenge what is the beneficial information for me, for humanity, what's going to help us improve. Aquarius rebels to bring us back.
Wow. Okay. So Mercury, communication, transportation, writing. I'm curious about the transportation part, but.
Well, I say transportation because during Mercury retrograde, sometimes we are a little bit more prone to accidents from what I've seen. But mainly if you're looking at it in somebody's chart, it's really communication, intellect, reason, writing, speaking, all of that.
Okay. Okay. The next two planets, they really fascinate me. Venus and Mars.
Venus and Mars. Yeah. You have to also know, like, all these planets have, like, a ruling sign, vice versa. So, like, Venus is Taurus, Libra. So that's love, beauty, art, and aesthetic. When we say beauty, we're not talking about conventional beauty standards. Beauty is the harmony of the eye, the same way that music is the harmony of the ear. So it's like aesthetic, wanting things to be visually appealing and how you define beauty, art, love, romance, relationships as well. And then Mars, depending on if you are on more modern or ancient astrology, Mars is traditionally ruled by Aries. Some people say it's Aries and Scorpio. That's action, desire, and aggression. Everything to do with like getting things done physically. When people talk about sexuality or relationships, they say, if you want to know a relationship style, that's Venus. But if we're talking about sex, that's Mars. We're also looking into as well.
Oh, okay. I see. I didn't know that one. Okay. All right. And then I guess these ones are a little bit, from what I understand, they're a little larger picture, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus and Neptune. Those ones I hear people talk about less.
Girl, you see, you know your stuff too. Exactly. So what we just talked about, Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, and your rising, these are more personal planets. When we go into Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, people that are born within about the same, depending on what planet it is, if you're born within 2, 3, 4, 5 years of somebody, you're going to share the same sign. These are more the social planets. It rules over a generation or a part of a generation. So if we look at Jupiter is expansion, it's abundance. I call it the planet of luck because
okay.
I say if you work in a field that has to do
with where the money might reside.
But exactly, it's that. It's like if you work where you love or where you have talent, you're where the money resides. So that's where you come in with luck, where you know you can expand in. You have Saturn. Saturn is restrictions. It's you know, structure. People, you know, it's a little bit heteronormative, but people call Jupiter like mother planet, Saturn the father planet, as in the stereotypical of a mother's kind of nurturing and wants you to run free, whereas like a father is a little bit more restrictive. That's kind of like the caricature they play. Okay. I say, as a tip, usually when I look at birth charts, wherever Saturn is in a chart is usually where somebody could have been a late bloomer.
In a sense. Interesting. So, I mean, I think it's important to kind of like note that in these planets, there's also like this degree thing. So if you want a real like birth chart reading and stuff, like you send over and Ace can get all deeper into that stuff because there's like degrees and stuff. But we just want to give y'all a general overview of that. I think that's fascinating. Listen, I love it. And I know some people might see it not in the best light, the most positive light, but you know, mm-hmm. listen, you know, to each their own.
Exactly.
But hey, the next part is a little exciting. I'm giving y'all an exclusive right now. So Ace gonna do like, she's laughing. our visionary here is gonna do a reading for me, a little sample reading. When I'm hoping that we don't get too deep, but again, if y'all hear some random cuts in the audio, that's because I was like, nope, that's not going on air. So all right, I'm ready. Let's do it. Do you need anything from me? Do I need to?
People always ask me that, and at this point I'm like, look, I'll take what your bank statements. Look, I tell people what needs to be said will be said regardless. You could ask me, is my boyfriend gonna break up with me? I read the cards, I'll be like, your ancestors are telling me you need to quit your job. I hate answering that question.
He's like, this is not what they're giving me in right now.
That's really like, if you need to hear something and you asking the silly questions, your ancestors gonna be like, look, you're gonna be like, what's your favorite color? Cars. You need to do this. You're just like, okay, girl. Okay.
Sell your car, girl. Okay. Oh, okay.
All right. So I'm gonna tell you, all you gotta do is kind of maybe just relax, take a deep breath, and you know, be like, tell your ancestors, you can let her read me, and I'm gonna shuffle these cards.
All right. Damn, she really shuffling, man, ain't she?
Girl, I'm telling you. Okay, I got these two cards. Normally, I kind of just pick one from this deck. I got these two cards, and I'm going to shuffle from my other deck here.
Definitely should have had, we should have had the camera on so I could see the cards. Yeah. But it's okay. I'll let you. Yeah.
Okay. I feel that with these, give me a second here. All right. Are you ready for this? All right.
I'm ready.
All right, Spirit, have your way. Okay, so I got my first deck. It's called the Hip Hop Tarot, my favorite deck. You got the Justice card and the Judgment card. Justice is illustrated by Rhapsody, and the Judgment card is illustrated by Kanye West.
Okay.
I know, right? It's pretty cool. And then I have my Egyptian Tarot deck. You got Four of Pentacles, Six of Cups, Six of Calluses.
And that means?
I'm like, okay, you understand? Okay. So when I get into it, something to do with revenge or balance. I don't know if somebody has wronged you recently or if you wronged somebody, but there is a need of like a balance. But when I say balance here, we're not talking about like, ooh, peace, love, harmony, inner balance. We're really looking at like reparations. A reparations needs to be done. Definitely, I see you in the position of being the person who is going to be rectified. I don't know if you feel not vengeful, but what I'm getting here is like, don't seek out vengeance in your own. Carry yourself regularly. Take the precautions that you need, but don't example like go shade people on social media or slander people, because like it's like if you wrong somebody, apologize. But if somebody has wronged you, then they set the wheels of justice in motion against themselves, if you see what I mean.
Okay. I see what you mean.
So there's that here. Then with the Four of Pentacles and Six of Calluses, there's like a demand for you to do like, it's like, don't, right now it's not the time to be worrying about people around you. You need to worry about yourself. Now, sometimes when people do us wrong, we kind of get called to roll our sleeves up and get our own work done. But in your situation right now, it's like this situation will rectify itself. Like the Lord will call, you know, justice on your behalf. There's more of a demand for you to balance yourself inside, especially Four of Pentacles, Six of Cups, just with the numbers here. Definitely, I'm not trying to snitch on you, girl, but budget, get your finances right.
Listen, this is not the first time you have told me this, and it's still true. So
obviously we can tell people that all the time, balance, like that's not what I'm trying to say. It's just like balance yourself. I'm trying to not overuse that words, but this is really like divide your accounts. So like put some money in your savings, or put all your money in your savings, and the money that you put in your checkings, it has to be budgeted properly. I'm really, what I'm seeing here, the idea behind this isn't like, ooh, stop spending. It's really like take a pen and paper and divide your money, divide your paycheck so that every time the paycheck comes in, it's already going in its respective slots. Like this isn't just like, ooh, stop spending. It's really like you need to have, like the word for this is division of accounts. So if you have an account that's for this, an account for that, an account for this, well, your paycheck needs to look like that as well. And if you spend your paycheck on 150 different things, then you should be having 150 different accounts. And if you're like, well, that's not normal having 150 accounts, well, then why is your paycheck going on 150 different things?
Oh my God. Okay.
Also, that's the Four of Pentacles. With the Six of Calluses, this is kind of like I feel like these two cards is like a kick and a kiss. This is a kiss. I see maybe.
No, kick me first.
you got the kick, but this is like, okay, how can I say this into words? I'm trying not to sound cliche. Maybe I think that you are like feeling at peace or harmonious. Like I know you're busy and kind of doing stuff all over the place, but I feel like deep down you do still kind of have this feeling that what you are doing, you're not all over the place for being the sake of all over the place. What you're doing is going to pay off.
Right. So, I do feel that.
Yeah. That kind of inner peace or inner harmony that you have cultivated, it's not huge. It's like a nice little mustard seed, but it goes with the saying of like, if all you have is like a mustard seed that can grow into a tree, keep cultivating that. You already have it. It's kind of like an applause. It's like, good job. But it's like, keep cultivating that. So like you said earlier, like maybe if you have like a routine, or if you've recently distanced yourself from certain people, or if you've changed your mindset or mentality, or have adopted new things, that mindset and energy that you have of kind of like, okay, you know, I'm going to stop acting like I know everything and maybe try new things. Keep doing that. This is directly in regard to kind of like your spirituality and spiritual wellness. I don't know if you've picked up new habits, but it's like, keep that up. And if you're the type of person who like, it's like, I know like what I need to do. And this time you're like, okay, maybe I'll listen to somebody else and it paid off. This is also saying, let that serve to you as a lesson. Yes, what's meant for you will come for you. And yes, like, you know, God will tell you what you need to do. But sometimes God speaks to us through other people. If you always block yourself as being like too good for for the people around you, you might miss these messages. And if you hear this and you're saying, yeah, but the people around me aren't that smart, well, then why are they so close to you or in positions of giving you advice? Then these people shouldn't be as close to you as they are.
Okay. I'm listening to you, and I'm not going to snitch on myself. So I just like,
girl, listen. It's like I tell people, I'm like, look, y'all, I'm just a messenger. Half these times, these messages
are off the side
of me. So I read you, I read me, we read in each other.
We read in each other. Okay. All right. I mean, do you see anything else, or I don't know?
Well, it seems that's kind of like whatever. It's like I said, anybody, if you've wronged anybody, apologize, or like not just apologize, but like pay for the fault. But if anybody has wronged you, it's kind of like
action.
Don't even worry about it, because they've kind of like, anybody sinning against you sins against themselves. Watch over your finances. And it's like, I want to pull a card here for the Six of Calluses. I feel like I've said everything, but this card wants to. We got something else to say about the Six of Calluses. Oh, very interesting. Okay, so you got Knave of Pentacles, the Moon, and the Knight of Pentacles. So every time I get the Knave of Pentacles, this is a card that represents, like, depending on like how you do things, either the Lord, the Holy Spirit, or your ancestors will. It's like, if you are ever like, okay, you tell me all this, but what am I supposed to do? This card is like, will tell you. So keep your ears out. With the Moon in question, I also see maybe pay attention to your dreams and your intuition. If you're ever in a situation that you are, that's just like you doing regular stuff, and all of a sudden you are like, something feels off, pay attention to that. Your intuition grows the more you respect it. So if you feel like your intuition isn't strong, well, just like, have you been listening to your intuition? No. Well, then there's your answer type thing. With the Knave of Pentacles, with the Knight of Pentacles, and also the Moon, what this is also saying is just like, listen, because you will be given directions for your action. So if you're just like, ooh, well, what's my next step in this? It's like, you're going to get the information to get something done physically. And when I say physically, this can involve like, it depends what you do. Like, this can involve praying, burning incense, physically doing something, physically moving from something. This involves like physicality, like things you can touch. So This is kind of like, these three cards popped out for the Six of Calluses. What this is saying is just like, continue going into prayer and meditation. Pay attention to your intuition. If you are talking to somebody and all of a sudden they say something that really speaks to you out of nowhere and you don't even know them like that, pay attention to the message. If you keep hearing, if people around you keep talking about the same thing or doing something, that might be an instruction. Because you're going to get the information, and then later you're going to get called to do something. So it's like, all of a sudden, you know, like, I'm just giving an example. All of a sudden you might be really pushed to look at the Book of Psalms, and you're like, for what? So you're looking at the Book of Psalms, you know, you're reading it. And then in 3 weeks, you know, somebody's trying to start drama and rumors against you. And then you can go boom, straight to your Book of Psalms. You're like, ooh, what are these verses to speak against someone that's gossiping against you? What's the verses for protection? This, this, and that. So it's kind of like, pay attention to receive instruction, because that's going to serve for you later. But with the Moon card, this is kind of in link to inner wisdom, your intuition, and dreams as well.
Whew. Okay.
Did that resonate? Wow.
Yes. I mean, I felt it. I felt it in my spirit. And I like that one about the listening and kind of like getting the answers for the next steps. Because I do feel that I have been getting a lot of like different signs and things like that. So yeah, overall, you know, it was hitting. Yeah, it was definitely hitting. But listen, I want you, like, this is actually dope work that you do. First of all, you know, I love you, and you're like, you're so, I'm not gonna expose your age out here in these streets, but this girl is wise beyond her years. Like, it just it doesn't even make any sense. So I want, like, if anybody wants to like get a reading done, or like, you know, just even get more information on what we talked about, I mean, I think obviously they can hit you on your social media. I don't know if you want to expose your rates out here in these streets, like right here, but you know, I'll let
Yeah. My website's about to go live. Like, for now, people, like, There's my Instagram, you know, Hip Hop Tycoon, but I also say maybe like Twitter. I have my Twitter because, especially for all those who like to learn more about Afro, traditional African spiritualities, African American spirituality, you know, there is a community that we can find on Twitter. And that's often, you know, where I talk, discuss things or whatever. My DMs are open. So my Twitter is Trappin' in Heaven, TrappinInHeaven. My website is going to be up live. It's visionaryperry.com. I do know for these.
Your IG though.
Oh, my IG, my bad. My IG is Hip Hop Tycoon. That's HIPHOPTYCOON. And then, I have done birth chart readings now. I've done a few this week. The birth chart readings are like for your birth chart. I discuss in a way so you can understand what it is, as well as talk about yourself, depending on the questions you have, you know, career, talents, etc. They're about an hour and it's $80 Canadian.
Look at you hustling, get the bag where the money reside. But I love it, and y'all better hit her up. I wanted to ask you, you know, before we wrap up here, what is a one good word for this year? You know, what's that energy brewing? I don't know if we're in any retrogrades or if there's one coming up, but what should we be doing in these coming weeks right now?
Well, you asked me that and a word popped in my head, and it's the word discernment. And I've been praying for that, and pray for it too, for the power of discernment to know what is meant for you, what is not meant for you, what information is meant for you in the moment, what is not, who are your true friends, who is true and loyal to you, who is not. Discernment isn't like, let me know. It's granting you the ability to see through the lines. Not everybody that kikis with you has your best interest at heart, and not everybody that doesn't talk to you, it does, just because they don't talk to you don't mean they care for you. And I'm going to say this, and I'm personally speaking to myself, there's a few people that I don't talk to often, but these people are very true to me, and I'm very true to them. And not everyone that you talk to all day are people that are talking to you because they care for you. Sometimes people are talking to you because they are trying to gain information from you. A word.
Oh my gosh. Like, that is a word. Like, my whole body, like, I had goosebumps as you were talking. Like, you know what? We're going to talk.
That popped up to me too. I was like, wait, hold up. Am I talking to me right now?
Yo. So, I mean, y'all see what it is. This is a dope kind of like energy right here. And you definitely want to see what she's talking about. I loved having you on. I'm so grateful that you came on.
I want to be here too. Like, you are always a cool person to talk with. Like, you are one of the first people where, even if I didn't know you personally, and I don't necessarily go into deep conversations with people I don't know with personally, but you are the one person where it's like, from the start, we were able to just like exchange social security numbers, talk about all, you know what I'm saying? Like, we was getting all up into that. So you're always someone that's just so cool to hear talk and discuss.
Well, thank you from the jump. And I'm glad that, you know, our relationship has progressed, you know, to this. And listen, you're welcome here anytime. Make sure y'all check her out. I'm just going to say the Instagram, because that's the one I remember, at Hip Hop Tycoon, spelt the way it sounds. Hit her up. And, you know, we're going to get right back into the show. We got some more music coming right now.
Yes, that's a word.
And so great chatting with Ace, man. Y'all make sure y'all go check her out, man, on her social media at Hip Hop Tycoon on Instagram. That should lead you to everything else, man. I that was a great conversation, and, you know, very enlightening, to say the least. You know what I mean? Always interesting talking to her. Now, you know, we got to get back into the music. We got a shout out to this queen who recently celebrated a birthday, Sade. Y'all know that she is one of the most legendary voices ever. Like, that sound, that tone, so rich. We gotta get into a track by Sade. And then right after that, we're gonna do a quick little break, but we're gonna be back with more music. So stay tuned. Thank you.
This is my prayer. If you are mine, if you are mine, I wouldn't want to go to heaven. I cherish the day.
Stay tuned, The Spot will be right back on CKUT 90.3 FM. The Spot with Miss Nikki, The Spot is where I kick it.
Now more than ever, the simplest gestures are our best protection to fight the virus. That's why we need to continue following basic health measures, such as keeping a 2-meter distance from others, wearing a mask and washing our hands regularly. Avoid travel and non-essential trips. And if you develop symptoms, be sure to get tested promptly and follow self-isolation guidelines. See all of the measures in place at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to The Spot on CKUT 90.3 FM. The Spot is where I kick it every first and third Monday. Make sure to tell all of your friends, all your family members, you know, your baby daddies, if it's plural, tell your cousins, you know, I'm for everybody, to be honest, you know, not for the streets, but for everyone. Now, listen. What you just heard before the break with Sade, with Cherish the Day. I absolutely love that track. It's so magical to me. So soothing. Makes me feel all types of ways. And definitely makes me feel appreciative in general of just life. So happy belated birthday to Sade. Salute. You know what I mean? Now we're going to get right back into the music. Why not? Let's just jump into it. You know what I mean? Got some Nao coming up. I love Nao. Actually, her style and her delivery actually reminds me of Sade, which is kind of why I scheduled it like this. So I hope that you guys enjoy this track called It's You. Coming up, we got some James Davis and some Pink Sweats and Mahalia.
Between you and a red eye, want you closer, want you closer, need you closer, dude. Always on my mind like constantly. I know your love is where I wanna be. You on the road, ain't got no time for me. But hell yeah, I hope you're saving up that time for me.
All right, y'all. You are listening still to The Spot on CKUT 90.3 FM. The Spot is where I kick it every first and third Monday. Come kick it with me. I want you here at The Spot. You know what I mean? We got a cool little VIP corner. We got, you know, we got drinks over there. You know what I mean? Celebrities here. You don't want to miss it. You know, guests coming in. We got a little studio in the back where we have conversations over there. You definitely want to come kick it at The Spot. You know what I mean? Now, what you just heard, that was Pink Sweat, Mahalia with BRB. Lovely track. Love their two voices together. So complimentary. I want big things for both Mahalia and Pink Sweat, actually. Before that, you heard James Davis with Something to Talk About. Such a bop still. A great vibe from these three siblings. I want more content from them. They're, you know, they don't release that much, you know. They're a little quiet. I need more from them because they're obviously very talented, so I'd love to see more from them. And then you heard Neo with It's You. We started off the segment. Just such a beautiful, introspective song. I want to say ethereal, even. Love that track. Now, goodness gracious, what a show. We finally reached the end. My goodness, I feel like it's been a long show. I don't know, is it just you or is it me, or I don't know. Listen, I need y'all. Yeah, I'm not gonna say what. I need y'all to hit us up on social media. Hit that follow button, share, interact with us, you know, DM, anything you want to say. At The Spot 903 on Twitter, At The Spot 903 on Instagram. You know what I mean? You can also follow my personal page, you know, at Nikki Music. That's at NickyMusique. The music is spelled in French. You know what I mean? Hit me up, you know, let me know what you want to hear, some topics, what you didn't agree on, you know, what you did agree on. You know what I mean? I also host a couple of other things. Breakdown to Lowdown is a weekly podcast that I host with my co-host Clarence, and also we have a segment featuring Wheezy Moonchaser, aka Ian, from The Morning Detour on Breakdown to Lowdown. So that's Breakdown to number 2, Lowdown, new episodes every Friday, anywhere podcasts are found. Also, I host a IGTV show with my girl Kay, also from The Morning Detour, actually. She does The Morning Detour here Friday mornings at 7. Love Kay, one of my closest friends. And we do a show called Agree to Disagree on Instagram. And you can find that on my Instagram as well, at Nikki Music, at NICKYMUSIQUE. We kind of disagree about everything, mostly. So that's kind of why we decided to make a show. She's a Scorpio. I'm an Aquarian. You know what I mean? So already you see the tension. You see the vibes. But yeah, that's how you can keep up with me throughout the week. There's a bunch of other stuff while you're, as you're waiting for the spot to come back, either on the first Monday or the third Monday. All right. I want to thank again Ace for coming by, a.k.a., you know, Visionary Perry, a.k.a. At Hip Hop Tycoon. You know what I mean? I want y'all to, like, you know, go hit her up, get yourself a reading, you know, get your life together. Thank you so much to her for coming on. It was a great time. I have to leave you guys with one more track, of course. And this is something, this is a track that I've kept in my little bag. You know, I bring this out when I'm feeling real good. So it's K Trinata, Craig David with Got It Good. Absolutely adore this track. I will see you guys next time. Take care.
Remember when we started? Remember me and you creeping around late at night? And yeah, you held me down when I had nothing. And that's the reason I was for you now that I can. My hand meets your hand. Our love isn't plastic, but here's my credit card, not gonna max it. The fact is, it's no stress. Baby, I got this. Treat you like the queen in Buckingham Palace, yeah. Watch, I don't clock the time, cause when it comes to me and you, girl, our time is priceless. There's no need for hesitation when you're swiping. I wanna show appreciation, so I buy it. Buy it, go try it, girl, if you like it. But used to say that you're cool with Nikes. The type that's quite rare, one of a kind. And do anything I can to please my highness, yeah.
Don't worry about the tag, go and throw it in.
Les gestes simples sont notre meilleure protection pour lutter contre le virus. C'est pourquoi, en tout temps, il faut continuer de respecter les mesures sanitaires de base, comme maintenir la distanciation physique de 2 mètres, porter le masque et se laver les mains régulièrement. les déplacements et les voyages sont à éviter. En cas de symptômes, il est important de se faire tester rapidement et de respecter les consignes d'isolement. Découvrez toutes les mesures en place à québec.ca/coronavirus. On continue de bien se protéger. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
There is this thing. Do you realize what is? There is this thing. Do you realize
consciousness is affected?
There is this thing on. There is this thing going on. Do you realize
our consciousness is affected?
There is this thing going on.
What is called
the news brought to you live.
Bonjour et bienvenue sur En profondeur sur CKUT.ca 90.3 FM. Aujourd'hui, nous allons entendre une conférence organisée par Éco-Société, les éditions Éco-Société, qui portait sur la parution du livre « Que je te salue ». Ça dit, à l'occasion de la parution le 12 janvier prochain de la nouvelle édition de « Que je te salue », livre de Natacha Canapé-Fontaine et de Denis-Élie Béchard, l'édition Éco-Société vous convie à une table ronde en direct portant sur le racisme entre allochtones et autochtones. La discussion sera animée et nourrie par le militant, auteur et historien Webster. Dans cette nouvelle édition,